likely to impact any of the subsistence resources that you've heard testimony about. And additionally, the imposed stipulations on each of the offshore prospecting permits that require that even this sampling within this half mile, the quarter mile to half mile zone can be conducted only subject to seasonal restrictions DNR chooses to impose to minimize conflicts with fish and wildlife movements and harvest. Now what the bill proposes to do is to completely take that quarter mile to half mile zone in which no OPEs have been issued, but in which further studies were going to be conducted, and mix it off limit. The practical effect of this is that everybody will be kept in the dark regarding the offshore mineral potential of that zone and the biologic resources, the very things that you heard testimony about. No one will know what impact, if any, might be had, because we won't even be able to look there and conduct those studies. So we oppose the bill on that ground as well. Finally, we believe House Bill 277 should not be enacted because it will effectively render the state's coastal waters mineral development program illusory. Similar legislation, and I'm referring to House Bill 332, was introduced last session. It was not enacted into law. But I must say that while the legislature was considering that bill, DNR suspended any action because had the legislature made the area off limits, they wouldn't have issued any OPPs. The legislature chose not to do that, and they proceeded, and they issued the limited OPPs that this bill will now, in substantial part, take away. In any event, House Bill 32 wasn't passed. Now, if the legislature were to enact House Bill 277 or anything similar to it, what you're going to be doing is sending a clear message to anyone who might believe that it's worthwhile to undertake substantial risk and expense of offshore mineral prospecting in Alaska. The message you'd be sending by enacting this bill is that no matter whether you comply with all the rules and regulations, Mrs. Sheardown and Goodman Resources did, no matter whether you conduct all the studies required by the state and participate in lengthy and expensive administrative hearings, again, they did that, no matter whether it is in the best interest of the state to issue offshore prospecting permits, the DNR found that it was, and Fish and Game agreed with them, the state of Alaska will change the ground rules at any time at any point it wishes to do so. So the real message that comes through, if this bill is enacted, is that the offshore mineral development program in this state really exists only on paper, and no reasonable person should take a chance, let alone invest any money, in trying to pursue these resources. I want to thank you for allowing me to make this presentation. It's pretty much off the cuff, and my clients are unavailable at this time. They had only short notice of this bill. In fact, I only heard about it this morning. Since their permits will be directly and adversely impacted by the bill if it becomes law, I submit to you that full fairness dictates that my clients be given an opportunity to fully consider its ramifications, including the ramifications of the substitute bill that I understand is making its way to you, and that they also be given the opportunity to testify before the Natural Resources Committee. I would advise that representatives of Mr. Sheridan and Good News Resources would be available to testify after May 2, and we respectfully request that they be given that opportunity before any legislative action is taken on House Bill 277 or the substitute. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Grover. We will have opportunity for further testimony on this bill. Mr. Eric Smith in Anchorage, are you there, or would you prefer to hold your comments until the next public testimony opportunity?
Thank you. I'd like to just make two brief comments and then really defer until we see this.
Please continue then. If you represent someone, Mr. Smith, would you please identify that organization or person?
Pardon me?
If you would, please state your name for the record, and if you represent an organization or another individual, please so indicate.
Okay, my name is Eric Smith, and I'm here representing Quipsart Corporation. the available data indicated that that entire half-mile area was very important, as came in from some comments from Fish and Game. And so what has really motivated this bill, as Representative Ivan explained, is a desire to make sure that those important resources are protected. And I guess I'd like to defer to the next hearing so that I can review the committee substitute.
Thank you very much, Mr. Smith. Appreciate everyone's testimony today on the legislation before us. There will be ample opportunity for additional comment in the future. At this point, I cannot say exactly when we'll hear the bill, hopefully next week, but we will publish our calendar by Wednesday evening, and as we have always done, and that's the rule. So if you have any further questions, please let me know. I would like to announce that we will, in fact, take up House Bill 111 tomorrow before we pass on to the other information or work of the committee. So at this point, I would like to close the hearing on House Bill 277. In fact, we will adjourn, and I would invite members of the committee, of the whole committee, to stay with us, that we do have a teleconference meeting with the Mental Health Land Trust issue and the subcommittee. And with that, I would like to note for the record that earlier it has not been noted, we have been joined by Representative Moyer.
Very late.
3:17. So at that, I would like to adjourn the House Resources Committee.
Mr. Chairman, is this the amendment? Mr. Chairman, he's dropping off.